All right. If you guys are in the middle of consuming a beverage or have food in your mouth, I'm going to give you 10 seconds to clear the palate so nothing shoots out your nose or there isn't a choking incident, because I need every single one of my fans out there alive. But check this shit out. Gran 76 and Hubby 23 create racy online content. A couple with 53-year age gap wanted to share their love for one another with the internet and have since created explicit online content. All right. So, yeah. Now, listen, I am not here to tell anyone who they can and cannot love. If these two are really in it to win it, more power to them. All right. But I'm going to be honest here. Looks most unappetizing. Okay. I'm sorry. All right. They got married in 2015, 2 weeks after meeting at her son Robert's funeral. Well, I'm gonna tell you this right now. You gotta pretty much have a silver or a gold medal in picking up women to do it at a funeral. All right, just saying. That is odd. At the time, Gary was 17 and he had recently split up with a 77-year-old woman. Amelia was then 71. They are now age 23 and 76. They live in Tennessee in the United States and are still going strong. And they launched their own, you guessed it, OnlyFans account. All right, here we go. There you go. Just let the vomit bubble up. Just embrace the inner vomit. Here we go. The adult social network allows content creators, including sex work, to interact with fans, make money while doing so with subscription fees. Yeah, we all know how OnlyFans works. I got it. They charge $11 a month. Is that, what, 11 a month, or is it £8.15? I don't know. OnlyFans page, and are currently offering a discount price to just $5.50 and $7.50. Yeah, okay. So yeah, you can watch this 23-year-old, bang your meemaw. You having fun yet? You having fun? Yeah, that's what I thought. All right. Have you guys heard? You guys have heard of Sex in the City, right? Everyone's heard of Sex in the City. Well, you're gonna love this one. Let's see if I can find it. There it is. All right. Sex in the City cast, where are they now? All right, so here they are here in their early 30s, late 20s, when they're on the show. And this woman here was touted as during the show, men were just going crazy for her, And for the most part, back then, they all look fairly elegant. I'm not going to say any of them are ugly, because that would be a lie, and I'm not good at it. But it is what it is. All right, let's see. We're going to go down to the pictures here. Okay, no. Here we go. So there she is. And she's probably in her mid-20s here. And here she is today. All right, now see here, you got the wicked ass neck. She probably got them old woman stringy things that, hang down. on their necks. And listen, men get it too, but for the most part, when you're talking to a dude, you don't look at his neck and go, "Hey, you got a string bean hanging or whatever the fuck's going on." You know, unless they have no neck, then men will make comments about that. Or, you know, I've known a lot of Mexican dudes. They get a little portly when they get north of 35. And I call a lot of those guys hot dog necks because it literally looks like a pack of hot dogs in the back of their neck. So, I mean, I got it. But men, for the most part, unless they're, you know, morbidly obese or incredibly short, hold weight better than women. They just do. Is that fair? Maybe, maybe not. Do I care? No, I don't. This is just the way the world works. Like, God damn, just look at that. She's got to put all that eye makeup on there to hide like the wrinkled pits. That's the skin that's hanging on there. She could probably donate that to burn victims or something. You know, your burn victim, like, yeah, you know, I got some skin from this woman's eyebrow or eyelids and what have you. And that's on my right side, left sides. You know, that's just, you know, basically leftover skin from circumcisions. All right, laugh it up. It is what it is. But yeah, wow. Here we go. This one, she literally aged off a cliff. Wow! Look at that. I mean, look at those crow's feet. That's pterodactyl feet. That's not crow's feet anymore. Look at that. She's got one, two, three, four horizontal lines on each side. She's got jowls. She's hiding the strings on her neck. Listen, women need to understand they have a very small, finite window of opportunity. And feminism has lied to a lot of these women, stating, no, you don't worry about that. Be plenty of time. And then when these women get in their late 30s, they turn 40, feminism forgets about them. They're quite literally abandoned on a desert island as the feminists roll away looking for the next, you know, idiot who's going to buy into this shit. And dogs, you know, whatever. Oh, here we go. Now, this one, you know, she aged okay. All right. Her face doesn't really, you know, there's a little bit of crow's feet to be expected. Okay, you look at this, look at there. There's a lot of the same jawline and symmetry going on. You know, there is a little neck action going on, but it's not that bad. It's not bad at all. Oh, yeah, look at this one. Oh, redhead. Aged like banana pudding. And the reason I say that is this. I've known a lot of redheaded women. My ex-wife was one of them. And they were hot in their 20s. But once the wall starts, it isn't like a 1 or a 5 year, 3 year window thing where it slowly happens. It's quite literally almost overnight. That's why I call them banana pudding. You take the banana pudding out of the refrigerator. By the time you walk it to the dining room table, it's already turning brown on top. That's what we have here. Oh, look at this. She's got jacked up teeth, got the neck thing going on. Obviously, she's dyeing her hair now because it's gray. Hiding a bunch of stuff here with the oversized towel pillowcase thing she's wearing. Got it. All right, now here are the dudes. You know, not bad. Not bad. He put on a few pounds, grayed up on top. He still has most of his hair on. I can't see the top. Not bad. All right, this dude here, he aged a little rougher. And you could tell he likes to drink. He's got all of this thing forming on the end of his nose. Either he drank a lot in his youth or he's still hitting the bottle. This is very common for alcoholics. All right, now this guy didn't age at all. Look at this. I don't know if it's the bald head, but look at that. Bravo. Not bad. Okay, here we go. Now, this dude, this is the typical aging pattern here. Like, my face is doing the same thing his is. You know, I'm getting the smile lines and what have you. The lines on the forehead. Yeah. I mean, look, men just age better. You know, just, you know, give me your opinion in the comments in regards to aging between men and women. All right, now this dude aged quite well. And this is another guy. He barely aged at all. Look at that. And this guy's a good actor, too. I mean, he gained a little bit of weight here. It happens, not a big deal. Not bad. Now look at that. Look at that. That's pretty good. What don't you say? Boom. Remember this one? Yep, she's I believe she's what, from Holland or something back in the day. And this was back when she was the bombshell vixen and not so much anymore. Oh yeah, what about this one here? Look at that. All right, this one definitely pulled the pin on the fat grenade right here. All right, over here, she looks okay. Over here, ruined. Here's another one. Before, after. Before, after. Now, I want you to just look at some stuff here, okay? See that neck? That's not bad looking. You see it now? It's got wider. Probably, she probably put on a good 40 pounds. Yeah, not aging well. Oh, look at this one. She had a lot of work done. She's got the duck mouth, the whole deal. Wow. And look at this one here. Is this the one that was on the original Top Gun? I think it was. This is her back in the day, and this is her now. Yeah, not good. Madonna. I had to throw Madonna in here. You know, and from what I hear from some, listen, this woman travels with a lot of security. All right, at least she used to. I know probably throughout the years. Four, maybe six guys who worked security for her, and some of the shit they told me was unfucking believable. I mean, she's incredibly unsanitary, very dirty. She worries 24/7 about her, you know, her looks and her skin, and to the point where she like puts on, slathers on a bunch of lotion and like wraps up in this like sleeping suit to keep her skin from getting all fucked up. All right, now here's the dude here. Now this guy, this is Michael Douglas. I mean, he's got like, he's, I don't know if he's still alive or not, but he had throat cancer. He went through all kinds of medical shit. And, you know, he aged quite well. Now here is, I believe this is the former wife of Tom Cruise. All right, she aged okay. All right, here's Gere, Richard Gere. Again, not bad. You know, I think he's like in the 70s now. All right, here's Sharon Stone. All right, I remember back in the day when she did the boil bunny move the what's it the bunny boiling movie, and she was very alluring. Okay. And I believe one of the scenes, she opens her legs and shows everyone her vertical smile. And now, not so much. All right, now, this is an old star here. Her name escapes me. I think it's Sophia Loren. She was incredibly beautiful in her youth, and she's aged not too bad. Okay, but just because the wrapper on the package looks good doesn't necessarily mean it isn't wrapped around a box of shit. So I'm betting a lot of these women who looked really good back in the day, it was all flash in the pan kind of thing, and their inner core is probably pretty shitty. Here's Uma Thurman. This doesn't even look like the same woman. I know this one here, but look at that. I'm not gonna say she aged poorly, but I can say there was a lot of work done, in my opinion. All right. Money struggles. I was a supermodel. Now I'm so broke, I'm getting a job in a supermarket, says Marie Helvin, age 69. All right, so the 69-year-old recently opened up about her financial struggles, confessing that she thought about moving home to Hawaii, where she grew up. And then she admitted considering getting a job in a supermarket because she's so broke. Here she is in her younger days. Okay, the supermodel had a very successful career since she was scouted in Japan at the age of 15. She has appeared in many editions of British, French, and Italian Vogue, as well as working for brands such as Yves Saint Laurent and Valentino. However, the past years have hit her hard. Marie said, "I'm completely self-reliant, and I don't know what I'm going to do because during the pandemic period, I've used up most of my savings. Now I'm seriously thinking about going home." Huh. The star thought about getting a job in a food store where she grew up because she feels like she wouldn't be judged for it. Listen, if you need to get a job to like put food in your face, there's nothing wrong with that, okay? She added they have less stigma about age with getting jobs. You can get a job at Whole Foods in your 80s in America. Let's see. Marie married ex-husband and photographer David Bailey in 1975, but divorced 10 years later. She also said that having a partner would have been able to ease her money struggles during her hair time. I don't know if they misspelled that, but typically, if you have a partner, your chances of being in poverty are way down. Let's see, what would be nice would be able to helping as I get older to be able to share expenses of getting older, Marie confessed. And then after David, she dated Mark Shad for 4 years. Yeah, okay. What a shame. I think there's a soundbite with this. Let me see if I can hear it here. Is this it? Yeah, here it is. Now, this is her actually speaking here.
I'm used up during this pandemic period. I've used up most of my savings now. And I'm seriously thinking about going home. I mean, the timing is not good. You know, this
Why would home, as in Hawaii, you mean?
Yeah. Well, I think
Or would
in
that be better?
America,
Yeah.
they have less stigma about age with jobs. I mean, you can get a job at, what's it called? Whole Foods in your 80s in America.
I don't see you working in Whole Foods.
I don't, but let's put it this way. I wouldn't apply here in England, but if I have to, if I'm home in Hawaii and I need a job, I'd go there and work.
Shakalaka! Alright. So, who else has overwhelming pity for her? Miss Supermodel. All right. This woman had the world at her fingertips. Probably made an ass load of money. And like most women, ran through that money like grass through a goose. She didn't stay married. Now she has no kids. She's single now at almost 70 and has to get a job at Whole Foods to pay the bills. Now, there's nothing wrong with having to work when you're older. It just is what it is. Got it. But back in the day, if she was married, odds are she probably would have a lot easier time because historically men provide and they do so for the most part, a lot of them until they die. And that's probably why a lot of them choose to die a little younger than women because they're done. What we're seeing there with her is a snapshot of what's going to happen to roughly 50% of the women out there who are single and childless in their 30s. Okay. Because chances are they're not going to have kids. Who's going to pay their bills? I'm not fucking paying their bills. They can fuck off. All right, nobody's paying my bills. All the money I got, I earned it. I paid for it with blood, sweat, and tears, and probably my immortal soul.
Watch Gruntspeak live every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. And if you'd like to join Pop for Supporters Sundays, consider making a donation on Locals, Patreon, or Subscribestar.